Hola amigos, ¿cómo están? Hey guys, and welcome back to the Language Tutor Spanish Podcast. I'm your profesor de español, Danny Evans. So glad you're with me today on this episode. We're going to practice a little Spanish today. Well, this is episode 83. We're going to be practicing the countries and nationalities of North and South America. Started a little series here. And, you know, it's been a couple of weeks since I put out an episode of the podcast because the last several lessons on the YouTube channel have really just been kind of informative and, you know, filling in some gaps, as I like to say. And so I really didn't do a practice episode for some of those since they're kind of small issues here and there. But this one definitely, countries and nationalities in Spanish, starting the series of going around the world with this. And so this one's North and South America. We definitely have an opportunity to practice these words. And speaking of countries around the world, if you love to travel just like I do, you may want to check out our podcast called The Family Vacationer. You can find episodes all about your favorite places to visit, and we're currently doing a series on domestic travel, road trips. So we've got a lot of great episodes coming up on that podcast as well. So check out The Family Vacationer. And hey, if you want a great travel agency to help with all of your travel needs, just contact my co-host, Rob. You can email him at rob@thefamilyvacationer.live. But check out that podcast. Love to see you there. All right, let's jump in to some practice on country. So what I want to do is just say the territory or country, and then we'll let you say the country and the nationality for each one. But let's first start out with North America. So how do we say North America? All right, that would be Norte America, and you might have also said America del Norte. Either one of those would be great. Okay, now let's jump into the specific countries. And I'm going to give you time to say the country and the nationality. So here we go. First up is Canada. And that is Canada, and the nationality is canadiense. All right, let's move out there into the water and hit Greenland. That would be Groenlandia and Groenlandés. All right, let's move down into the United States. Okay, I gave you a little extra time for that one because this one has several parts to it. The United States is Los Estados Unidos. For the nationality, you might have said Americano or Estadounidense. All right, we'll speed up a little bit. Next up is Mexico. And that is Mexico and Mexicano. Let's move down to Central America. What are the two ways to say Central America? And that would be Centro America and America Central. All right, now for the country and the nationality, Belize. That's Belize and Beliceño. Up next is Guatemala. And that's Guatemala and Guatemalteco. Up next is El Salvador. And now El Salvador and Salvadoreño. And now Honduras. And that is Honduras and Hondureño. Up next is Nicaragua. That's Nicaragua and Nicaragüense. Costa Rica. And And that's Costa Rica and Costarricense. And now, Panama. That's Panama and Panameño. All right, let's head out into the water. Cuba. That's Cuba and Cubano. Next is Haiti. That's Haiti and Haitiano. Dominican Republic. That is La República Dominicana and Dominicano. And now Jamaica. And that's Jamaica and Jamaicano. And the last one out here in the water is the Bahamas. And the word for the Bahamas is the same, Bahamas, and the nationality is Bahameño. All right, my friends, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsor, Anchor.fm, and we'll be right back. Okay, amigos, we're back. Let's finish up with South America. What is South America in Spanish? You could have either said Sudamérica or La América del Sur. Up next is Brazil. And that's Brasil and Brasileño. And now, French Guiana. That's Guyana Francesa and Guyana Frances as the nationality. And now Suriname. And that's Suriname and Surinames. And now Guyana. It's Guyana and Guyanes. Venezuela. That's Venezuela and Venezolano. And now Colombia. That's Colombia and Colombiano. Up next is Ecuador. That's Ecuador and Ecuatoriano. And now let's go to Peru. That's Peru and Peruano. And let's go on down to Bolivia. Bolivia and Boliviano. Let's go to Chile. And we have Chile and Chileno. Only three more to go. And next one is Argentina. That's Argentina and Argentino. And up next is Paraguay. That's Paraguay and Paraguayo. And finally, the last one is Uruguay. And that's Uruguay and Uruguayo. And mis amigos, that wraps up our practice of South and North America. I have a few more episodes coming out. We'll take you around the rest of the world in future episodes. Hey guys, thanks for hanging out with me and practicing, and always thank you for your support of this language tutor. I really appreciate you, and I wish for all of you paz y bendiciones, peace and blessings for you, your family, and your friends. And I look forward to seeing you next time on the Language Tutor Spanish. Hasta pronto.